Hello and welcome to another episode of the Weick Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Weick. Thank you so much for tuning in. Well, it's a new year. Happy 2018. I hope you guys had a great holiday. I hope 2018 brings you everything that you wish for, and I hope you guys work towards all of your goals. And speaking of goals, being that it is a new year, we obviously have a whole bunch of resolutioners who they want to start their journey, so to speak. They want to start down their path to regain their health. They want to take charge of their life. They want to make fitness and their nutrition a priority, which I think is amazing. So in this episode, what I want to do is I just want to talk about a few different things that you can do to stay on track to hit your health and fitness goals in 2018. Obviously, people, when they start out, they have their hopes up, they're all motivated, but as time moves on, life happens, things change, work schedules change, life, family, everything seems to want to get in the way of our progress and our goals and our health. So we kind of push that towards the back burner and we focus on other things that kind of, I guess, are a necessity or a priority in our lives. But if you really want to narrow things down and hit your fitness goals, there are a few key steps that you need to do. And the first one is you need to write down your goals. So the first thing of any type of action plan that you can formulate, you have to see what you want to accomplish. And for that, it's your goal. So maybe in 2018, you want to lose weight. Maybe in 2018, you want to put on lean muscle mass. Whatever your goal is, write it down on a piece of paper. Make sure that it's measurable and it's attainable. And make sure that it's not vague. So when you say, I want to lose weight, that's very vague. There's no way to measure what that is other than watching the scale move. So I like to set an actual number. So let's say you want to lose 10 pounds in 2018. Then you can formulate a plan. You can obviously measure it. Every week you can weigh yourself. And if the scale goes down, obviously you know you're on your way. So make 10 pounds your long-term goal. Now make several little short-term goals that lead up to your long-term goal. So whether it's 1 pound a week, which will take you 10 weeks to lose the 10 pounds, or you can healthily lose 2 pounds per week, which will only take you 5 weeks. So just make sure that you write down your goals. Put it in a place where you can see it every day. So if you like to snack on things, then put your goals either on the refrigerator or the cupboard door or wherever you end up kind of cheating on your diet, and put it there as a reminder. Or, you know, put it in your bathroom, put it on your desk, put it on your kitchen table, put it somewhere that you're going to see it often and remind yourself about your goals that you want to hit. So that's the first step that I would say. The second is to plan and schedule everything. So basically you have your goals. Now you just need to put it in your calendar and make it a priority, because if you don't put it in your calendar, things are going to happen, like I said earlier, and you're going to completely forget about fitting your workout in. So put it in your schedule. Either wake up 30 minutes early, put it in your schedule that you're going to hit the gym, say at 6:30, so that you can get to work at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, whatever time you start work, or put it in as your lunch hour so that you don't plan any meetings over your lunch hour. After you punch out for lunch, you head to the gym, you get your workout in, head back to the office, finish up your day, and then you go home at night. So definitely plan and schedule everything to make sure that it's in your book and you see it every day as something that you need to complete. Another piece is you need to remember that it didn't take you a week, a month, 6 months to get out of shape. So don't expect to start exercising and in the span of 1 week, all of a sudden, you know, you look like you did 10 years ago and you're at your goal weight. It's just not going to happen. Rome wasn't built in a day, so to speak. So just make sure that you're consistent and you're constantly pushing yourself in the gym to get the results that you desire. It's not going to come quick. If that was the case, everybody would be fit. So just make sure that you're dedicated to hitting your goals. Stay consistent. And show up. That's the biggest thing. Nothing works unless you do. So the biggest thing that you can do is just make sure that you show up to the gym, put in the time, lift your weights, engage in your cardio, you know, treadmill, bike, elliptical, stepper, go for a walk outside, swim if the gym that you have has a pool, whatever the case may be. And that will help you on your way to reaching your health and fitness goals. So if you do those three main things, you're going to be in great shape for 2018 to hit your health and fitness goals and put you in a good position to win. And that's what we all want to do. Nobody wants to go through another year and go, oh man, I put on another 50 pounds. What am I going to do? Ah, well, maybe I'll just start next year. No, the time is right now. 2018 is your year to get your butt in shape, make your health and fitness a priority, and live the life that you want, you know, for your longevity. Nobody wants to get sick in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s. Nobody thinks about, you know, mortality and their death and what they're going to leave behind, their kids, their family, their spouse, whatever the case may be. So make 2018 a priority for you to make sure that you're putting in the time to take back your health. And that's all I got. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I hope you guys brought in the new year with a bang, surrounded by family and friends. And I will chat with you guys on the next episode.